Shalom Aleichem, welcome everybody, as we begin to prepare for Shabbos Parshas Nasai. I'd like to share with you a number of thoughts on the Parsha. I'd like to start with one which is Chavav Olai Ad Ma'ed, a very important thought. We know that this week's Parsha has the Parsha of Saita and the Parsha of Nazir, one next to the other. And as we're all familiar, the Gemara says, and Rashi brings, Haray Saita Dukukula Yazir Asmai Min Hayayin, that someone who views a Saita in her destruction, as she is destroyed for having done an Aveira which begins with levity, should swear not to drink wine, should make himself a Nazir not to drink wine, which is really the first step towards that type of behavior. Without the Esekashim, on the contrary, somebody who didn't see the Nazir, the Saita, who didn't see this miraculous destruction, such a person needs to make a neder to abstain from wine. But someone who actually saw it, saw with his own eyes the miracle of a woman drinking something in the Beis HaMikdash and miraculously exploding, literally, as a result of that, someone like that, he shouldn't have to accept upon himself Naziris. He has moved already. And the all-important answer to that is that, on the contrary, somebody who is moved by a very dramatic moment needs to know that things will go back to the way they were. Very often in life, people say that something happened, that things will, quote, never be the same. Things will never be the same. Baloney. Things will be the same. After 9/11, they said things will never be the same. Things are the same. Things went back to the way they were. After the tragedy of the fire which killed 7 Yiddish Kinderlach, 7 siblings, people spoke and said things will never be the same. Well, things not the same, at least for the rest of us. It doesn't matter how much you moved. Things will be the same. The Torah is teaching us that the only way to make sure that something remains from a moment of inspiration is to make a Kabbalah, to undertake something. The Nazir abstains from wine for at least 30 days. If he was moved, by a miraculous sight, he's got to do something, something to make it stay. As the Rabban says in his Pirish on Shir Hashirim, "Ta'iru es ha'av ad she'techbatz." If you are awakened with love to God, ad shetechbatz, Rabban teaches, put it into chayfet, put it into something real, into something that you can see in front of you. If you do that, then it will last. We all have moments of inspiration in our lives. We have moments of disappointment, or moments of joy. We need to take those moments, that tremendous inspiration or movement, and make it stay by undertaking something that will give it a lasting effect. I refer you to an incredible letter in the Igreis of the Pachad Yitzchak, letter Kuf Samach Aleph. Something he wrote as a young boy on the death of a friend. And how he writes, "My life will forever be two parts. One until this experience, and the second after this experience. It'll last." And he writes in the letter, "Hareini mekabel al atzmi b'li neder." He accepts upon himself to practice Avelus for 30 days so that it should have a lasting relation. Perhaps our friend learned that from the Nazir. Someone who sees a sight of a Kukula has to accept a 30-day period of Naziris so that the inspiration should remain. It's an important lesson. The moments of joy, we have the schus to get married, to have a child, to marry off a child, any special moment. But God forbid when we experience tragedies, and we think this will make us more serious in serving Hashem. Gotta make it happen. Let me move on to a second lucid thought. In the beginning of Perek Zayin, the Pasuk says, "Vayhi bayayim kalayt Moshe lahakim es ha-Mishkan." Since this was the day that Moshe Rabbeinu completed erecting the Mishkan. And Rashi says, "Kalayt, yayim ha-kam es ha-Mishkan ha-Yisrael ke-kala ha-nechnas es l'chobah." That on the day the Mishkan was put up, Klal Yisrael was like a bride going into the Chuppah. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky quoted in the new Emes Liyakov Anach in the Sefer Malachim says the following. He says, isn't it strange that the word for a kala is related to kalois, which means ending? It's a strange thing to use the concept of ending as the expression for a bride who's really the greatest beginning, very special newness. A kala, a language of ending. Rabbi Yaakov says, every ending, every time one period ends, one experience ends, every ending is a seed for a new beginning. In life, any experience we have that comes to an end is an opportunity to move forward. You have a child who graduates kindergarten. It's an end. He's finished kindergarten. A certain period in his life has come to an end. That's a beginning. It's a beginning for going on to bigger and better challenges. A boy makes a siyum on a mesechta. Making a siyum is an ending. He gets up and says, Hadra Nalach. It's a preparation for a new beginning. It's a preparation for starting something new. He davens to Hashem. K'shem shezachisi l'sayin, kach tezreini, l'haskil. Just like I ended, let me start something new. In life, any experience a person has is a beginning. Moshe Rabbeinu finished putting up the Mishkan. It was the beginning of a new period. Beginning of a period where the Shekhinah would rest in the Midbar alongside Klal Yisrael. It's important to realize that whenever anything in life comes to an end, it's an opportunity for a beginning. A kala is coming to the end of a stage of her life where she grew up in her parents' home. Had certain experiences at her most intense period of her whole life, and it comes to an end. Every beginning is a challenge in putting the tool that you had before to good use moving forward. And so, one musavart from the Saita and the Nazir, one musavart from the Kalois Binyan HaMishkan. With that, I'd like to end with a halacha, a dvar halacha. Something that's especially appropriate for those of you learning Daf Yomi and starting the Sechtes Nedarim. There's a concept regarding a Nazir, that if a Nazir accepts upon himself partial Nazirus, that is, the Nazir says, I'll be a Nazir for one day. Well, the Nazir says, I want to be a Nazir just for mine. None of the other rules of Nazirus. All of the rules come upon him. If he accepts it for a day, well, a Nazir has to be a Nazir for 30 days. And he becomes a Nazir for 30 days. If he accepts Nazirus from wine, he becomes a Nazir from wine and haircuts and tumah, all of them. And the reason is because he accepted upon himself to be a Nazir for one day. The only way you could be a Nazir for one day is by being a Nazir for 30 days. He accepted of being a Nazir from wine. The only way to be a Nazir from wine is to be a complete Nazir. That's a halacha. The Stipler, in explaining this, Kibbutz Yaakov on the Sechtes Nazir, I believe it's 7 days, says something beautiful. He says, in Mesechtes Nedarim, we find many examples of a neder, of an oath that's taken. For the most part, a neder is an oath which prohibits an object on a person. So that person says, for example, I'll have no benefit from this item. Later, if he does derive benefit, it's Chayim Malchus. He violated his oath. There are two ways to understand the din of Nedarim. One way is, quite literally, Bal Yachiel Devarei. You're not allowed to turn your words into a lie. If you said you're not going to have benefit from this item, Balash and Neder, the prohibition of Neder is Bal Yachiel Devarei. Don't let your words become chulin, become meaningless. If later the person does eat the item, then he has turned his words into a lie. That is the idea, the concept of the Chaymer of Nedarim. Type of sheker they could did. Well, you could learn a second way. You could learn that when the person said, I won't have benefit from this item, he wasn't lying. That was his plan. But the Torah gives him the power to create Isur, to create a Chefza di Isura, to make the item into an object which is prohibited on itself. Now when he eats it, he's violating an Isur of Isurim, of Chefza di Isura. In other words, the first way to learn is that it's a dibor dikadin, it's a chet peteh, the sin of making your words chulin. The second way to learn is, it's not a deeper dikadin. It's a chesa di isura dikadin. You're creating something which is us. The nafkamina, the difference would be, if Reuven said, I prohibit Shimon from benefiting from my idol, and then Shimon went and did benefit from it, who sins? According to the first way of learning, Reuven is the sinner. Reuven said, Shimon will not have benefit from my item. Later Shimon benefited from it. Well, if Reuven couldn't do anything about it, his words became a lie. Perhaps it's not his fault. If he fed it to Shimon, then he caused his words to become a lie. Reuven is the sinner, either deliberately or not. The only second way that a person can create a chesed di isura, then if Reuven prohibits it and Shimon eats it, Shimon is doing gavera. He deserves malchus. As you learn Masechtas Nedarim, you will note that this is a machlokes the Rambam and the Ram. Both end up says Baba Med Aleph in the Ram and Daf Lamed Hei Med Aleph. Likely in more places in the Masechtas. The Rambam holds that it's a dibur dikadin. It's a prohibition of making your words a lie. The Ram holds it's a chesedi sura dikadin. You're making something into Isser. So we have two ways to learn the Dinei Nedarim. Turning now to the Stipler and the Nazir. The Nazir said, I'll derive no benefit from wine. I'm a Nazir. The Torah says, well, then you're not allowed to take a haircut either. And you can't become Tameh either. Because once you're a partial Nazir, you're a full Nazir. What happens is subsequently this man does get a haircut. Does he get Malkus? Does he get punished for that? The Machlaikis Rishayim. And says the Stipler, it depends on this Machlaikis. If the prohibition is Bal Yachel Devarai, not to make your words into a lie, well, he said, I'm a Nazir from wine. He didn't say words that caused him to be a Nazir from haircuts. And although he's prohibited from taking haircuts, he's not over on the lav. If, however, you hold, you can create new Isurim, the Nazir then creates this new Isser. By definition, the Isser includes a prohibition on haircuts. And then he gets Malkus if he takes a haircut. I mentioned this idea to you because as you learn Masechtas Nedarim, this is a yesodistic, a basic difference between the two shitas. I want to peruse it further, a geshmaka idea. The Stipler in Nedarim writes about this as well. I believe it's Siman Tezvav. Although in the new prints, maybe a different simon. But it's a very geshmaka thought with which to go through the Masechta and take note of different points in the Masechta, different machlekes rishayim, which may depend on these two mahalchim. And so, as we prepare for the parasha, you have two divrei musar, one part of pilpul. I'll end with a pshat part. The Torah says that a nazir may not become tamei to his relatives. A kohen, however, may become tamei to his relatives. Davening Nezer is a beautiful shot in why this is so. He says a kohen has the kedusha of the kohen, the special status by virtue of his family, and therefore the kohuna does not prohibit him from becoming tamei to members of his family. The nazir, however, achieves the zilus on his own. It's not something he was born into. And therefore, his kedusha, which he earned himself, supersedes even the relationship with his family. So the Avnei Nezer, with this, we understand that the Kohen Gadol is prohibited from becoming tamei to members of his family. And the reason for that is that the Kohuna Gedaila is not something he was born into. It's something he achieved. It's a nice pshat, thought, into the difference between the Nazir and the Kohen. So with this, I want to wish everybody an absolutely wonderful Shabbos, an absolutely wonderful beginning of the summer month, the month in which we have spring-like weather, which reawakens in us our tshuka, our desire to make it to the Beis Medrash, to learn with a geshmak, and really to rise, to gain, to grow. A good Shabbos to you.